My dream was to be a punter and a kicker in the National Football League. And even though I had people all around me say, man, you are out of your rabbit behind mine. What in the ham fat are you thinking about? There are no black punters and kickers in the National Football League. But my coach at Florida A&M, let me go back to A&M, Pop Kittles. Pop said, baby, and Pop called everybody baby. He said, baby, if you kick it where they ain't, they'll find a place for you at the next level. I said, Pop, what do you mean? He said, well, if the guy's standing in the middle of the field, why kick it to him? Why not kick it to the corner, kick it to the right, kick it to the left? He said, baby, if you do what you're supposed to do and you do it well, they'll find you. And they did. I was a 14th round draft choice in a 17th round draft back in 76 out of Florida A&M, and the rest is history. Although I didn't make it my first year, but because I got my degree at A&M, graduated, went back and I taught high school history for a year, but knew that I wanted to give it another shot. You know, I stayed here for maybe 3 or 4 days and tried out, and nobody made a decision. Bud would always go in after practice, and I'm saying, golly, this was the fourth team that I've tried out for. So the team was practicing at one end of the field. I took a couple of garbage cans and put one on the 10, one on the 5, and one on the goal line, and went to the 50. And I started kicking balls into the garbage can. And I had a couple of guys, I remember Bobby Bryant was one, Ahmad Rashad and Ricky Young, made some real interesting comments, which, you know, was the genesis of my nickname here during my career in Minnesota. They call me Touch Coleman. But Bud comes up afterwards and says, you know, can you do that whenever you want? I said, Bud, all I need is an opportunity. And he said, well, you need to go talk to Mike Lynn to work out a contract, but you're going to punt against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. I remember the first game, last punt, we're leading by two. Bud said, do anything, but don't get it blocked. Well, why do you say that? So what do? The first thing you do, you look up to make sure that it doesn't get blocked. It's 4th and 13. We got Chuck Foreman in the backfield. We got, you know, Ricky Young and all those guys, Ahmad Rashad, Sammy White, Fran. We couldn't make 14 yards, 13 yards. So I'd get the ball, and I'd look up, and that's a cardinal sin for a punter. So I look up. I think the guy's going to block it. So what do? I take off and I run around the right side. And I look, you know, at that first down mark, and I know I got it. So then they had the chains. So they dropped the chains, and I dove for the first down mark, and I'm sure I had it. You know, it's, man, you know, you're going to be the hero of the game and all that kind of stuff. Well, they stood up and stretched the chains out, and I came up short about that much. And I said, oh, my God. You know, here you go. Your first game will probably be your last game, because if the Packers come back and win it, you're going to get cut. But anyway, as I came off the field, the defense came over. Man, they were giving me high fives and, you know, low fives and all that stuff. And they were fired up. So we stopped the Packers, long story short, stopped them, won the game. I go over. I take the long route because I see Bud standing up with his arms folded. So I take the long route and I go up, and Bud finds me and he says, what happened there? I said, well, Bud, you said do anything, but don't get it blocked. Hell, I didn't get it blocked. And he just kind of looked at me and, well, the next time you run around here, you make damn sure that you make it. And that was one of those moments that I felt like I was a part of an organization, part of a team. The guys embraced me, and the rest is history, you know, and the fans accepted me. And it's been a great, great ride here in Minnesota.